This morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Warrensburg Chrysler. This morning, KMZU's Nick Sadowski speaks with an area YMCA sports director about the special role the organization has in local communities.
The YMCA has been around for almost 200 years, but its main goal has practically remained the same: athletic youth involvement. Madison Bussey, the sports director at the Grand River YMCA, explained what makes the Y important to smaller communities.
The YMCA is extremely important. We, as the Y, try to create activities of all different kinds, from cheer to football to just recreational activities, to reach all types of youth, from leagues to clinics. The youth can come, get involved, have fun, and feel like it helps them feel like they are a part of something.
Now, some planned events throughout the rest of the summer that you have, or maybe even early into the fall.
So we have a pickleball league beginning in August. Registration for that is already open. We will be having our shutdown week the last week of July into August. And our open house for that is August 3rd. We're getting all sorts of new equipment, so that will be exciting. And then tag and flag football are going on, as well as a volleyball clinic the last week in August. We will also be having a sand volleyball tournament for adults at Jersey Sports Grill on Saturday, August 24th. We will also have two different basketball leagues this year. And this is something new that we're going to be trying out. In November, we will be having a recreational league. So each individual will just sign up and they'll get assigned a team. And then in January, we'll have a competitive league where you can bring in your preformed teams and compete on that level.
Now, in the age of, you know, technology with iPads, video games, and all that stuff at readily available for kids, kind of share the importance of getting kids involved in physical activity outside of the house and at the YMCA, for example.
Technology is a wonderful tool. But the art of play and just being active as a child is so important. Being able to move your body in different ways through all different sorts of games, using your imagination outside. It will also, as crazy as it sounds, will help avoid injury whenever you get into those organized sports, because your body will be used to doing all different types of movements. So whenever you are working hard in those organized type of competitive sports, you'll avoid the injuries like you wouldn't believe.
Now, how do you get kids interested in signing up for one of these things? I'm assuming you have to get their parents involved as well, but what are some of the ways that you advertise to get kids interested, for the kids to go to their parents and say, I want to go and sign up for this league?
I think a lot of it for kids comes from their role models and their mentors. It's important as a parent to get out and do activities with your children that will get them moving, as opposed to just giving them that iPad or that TV to watch. It's also just kind of, I think it changes with our youth. They'll be interested in something one year and interested in something different the following year. So I think it's just really important to stay on that level and keep asking kids what they're interested in, and just finding those key things to get them into our Y and active.
What are some of the most popular, or one of the more popular events that the YMCA has done for, let's say, kids under the age of 15?
I would say probably basketball for sure, just with all the small towns around us, and then basketball being a big thing in Chillicothe as well. I think basketball is probably the most popular. We will have the most kids out for that. I know one year they said they had almost 600 kids out, which is a crazy number.
All right, last question, Madison. How do parents sign their kids up?
So parents can come into the Y and explore all we have going on. Our Welcome Center is awesome about answering any questions you have and just showing you what's coming up, what's going on. You can also check out our Facebook page or our website and call 660-646-6677. To register over the phone.
With school right around the corner and stacks of homework a few weeks away, check out your local YMCA, because they have everything for you men and women to enjoy. I'm Nick Sadowski, KMZU News.
Be sure to listen every weekday at around 7:25 for the weekly Newsmaker segment, and find out more on our website, kmzu.com. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.